Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A top U.S. official continues his push for a ceasefire proposal in Gaza after Hamas responded last night with a request for amendments. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his diplomacy in the region with a stop in Qatar. He's hoping to get Arab leaders to pressure Hamas into accepting the latest ceasefire deal. The group submitted its first official response late yesterday, but requested amendments to the deal that would keep negotiations alive. Qatar is one of the key mediators.
Lebanon's Hezbollah fired a massive barrage of rockets into northern Israel today to avenge the killing of a top commander. President Biden wakes up in Delaware after flying in to support his son Hunter following the guilty verdict at his federal gun trial. As for political fallout, UVA analyst Larry Sabato.
I haven't found a single person who's attacking the Bidens on this basis who was planning on voting for Joe Biden. They're all Trump supporters. And so they didn't need another reason to support Trump rather than Biden.
Lawmakers in Washington vote today on a GOP push to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress in connection with an investigation into the president. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
House Republicans say that the attorney general failed to turn over audio recordings of an interview between President Biden and special counsel Robert Hur over Biden's handling of classified documents.
They're flooded out in parts of Florida, where a month's worth of rain is expected to fall over the next few days. Tina Joyce has been trying to get a flight out of Miami.
We are delayed right now, and I'm praying to God that we are not canceled.
Miami, Sarasota, and Tampa all under flood watches until tomorrow night. This is graduation day for survivors of the Sandy Hook school shootings. 17-year-old Lily Wesselneck was a first grader when a gunman opened fire, killing 20 children and six staffers.
We can't forget about that there is a whole chunk of our class missing. And so going into graduation, we all have very mixed emotions.
They'll begin demolishing the site of another mass school shooting, Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, tomorrow. We're waiting on a couple of important economic reports today. Bank Rate's Greg McBride.
In a quirk of the calendar, we're going to get both the biggest inflation number of the month and the Fed meeting just within a few hours of each other. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, is the most widely watched inflation barometer. That comes out in the morning. The Federal Reserve will make their announcement in the afternoon.
S&P futures up six. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The DNR is trying to find out how a Kenosha County mother ended up dying in that ATV crash Saturday night. Sheriff's Department investigators say 36-year-old Samantha Pagao of Salem Lakes was pronounced dead at the scene after her ATV crashed into a ditch on 234th Avenue. Authorities from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the DNR are investigating the cause of the crash. Tourism means almost $1 billion combined to Racine and Kenosha counties. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism has released its 2023 economic impact data broken down by county. Tourism in Racine County broke a record, topping $525 million in total economic impact. Kenosha County tourism also generated a record-breaking and historic economic impact of $434 million. Tourism supports one in every 21 jobs in the state. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. Andrew Sigelski from East Troy has announced he's ending his campaign due to unspecified circumstances beyond his control. Sigelski said he only ran after being unable to recruit someone else to challenge Voss. The air quality today isn't the greatest. The DNR has issued an ozone-related air quality advisory today for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties. The National Weather Service says weather conditions are favorable for ozone production, leading to an air quality index forecast in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category. People with lung diseases, children, and older adults should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion during this advisory period. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like, he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
Currently, 66 degrees.
And good morning at 6:06. I'm Don Rosen, and I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Don't forget, in 1 hour from now, we've got another Scotty Summer Keyword for you, a chance to win great prizes from Civic Media Radio and WRJN. Time, let's say it's WRJN. Think you're young? Everybody thinks they're young. Everybody feels like they're young, don't they? I always wake up in the morning, I'm a great 20, 30, 40 years old, 50 years old, whatever. Okay, someone posted a list of 40 things. If you did any of these growing up, you're officially old. I think we just have three of them for you. They include rewinding a cassette tape with a pencil. Done that. Printing out directions on MapQuest. I've done that. And hearing someone yell, get off the internet. I need to use the phone. We've done that before. Wow. I guess I am old, huh? Wow. Who would have thunk it? We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Oh, no. Sunny, 65 degrees right now at Radio Park. We've got the Brewers in town. Oh, actually, we've got the Blue Jays in town. Tick on the Brewers, 1235 right here at WRJN right now. Shocking blue. Here's Venus.
Godless on a mountain top.
It's 6:12 at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here today. Coming up at a little after 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to have Mike Bino. He comes here every 2 months, and we talk about the latest issue of Our Wisconsin Magazine, things going around our state. And this is the perfect time because people are planning out their summer vacations, and there's so much to do in Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, I've got a weekend we're going to take pretty soon and take get away, and it's being done here in Wisconsin. There's so much to do. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Mike Bino coming up a little after 7 o'clock. You know, the Beatles, in their early part of their career, did a couple of cover versions of songs. They didn't do it a lot, but they did it with, they had a song from the Broadway musical, The Music Man, Till There Was You. And they had this song. They took this from Chuck Berry.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony.
was looking up to see how many cover songs the Beatles actually did. They did a lot of them. More than I thought. They did Boys. That was originally by the Shirelles. Maybe It's You, also by the Shirelles. They did Twist and Shout, of course. That was originally by the Isley Brothers. Till There Was You, I mentioned. That was from The Music Man. Please, Mr. Postman, the Marvelettes song. Roll Over Beethoven, another Chuck Berry song. Wow, look at this on Money. Barrett Strong, Long Tall Sally they did. Slow Down, Matchbox. Mentioned Rock and Roll Music, we just played that. Honey Don't, I didn't realize that that was a cover version of a Carl Perkins hit. Never knew that. Bad Boy, Act Naturally, that was another one. That was Johnny Russell had that. Dizzy Miss Lizzy, they did a ton of them. You know, you'd think the Beatles had all these original songs, and they did, but early in their career, they just covered a lot of songs. I remember they played some on the Ed Sullivan Show. They played a couple of cover versions. Huh. You live and learn every day. What do you know? This is odd, but it's true. Frank Sinatra had a fatal heart attack on May 14th, 1998. We just passed the anniversary date. Right as the Seinfeld finale on TV was on. Since so many people were inside watching Seinfeld, the traffic in Los Angeles was light, and they were able to get Frank Sinatra to the hospital faster than usual. Unfortunately, it didn't help. But that is odd, but true. 617 WRJN, sunny with a high near 80 today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 69 tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Right now it's sunny and 65 degrees right here at Radio Park at 617.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
And just a reminder, no other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, the city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Twice an hour, weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. How about 1972 now? Let's go back to that year with Chicago and Saturday in the Park. It's 6:21, sunny, 65 degrees right now here at Radio Park.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. People dancing, people laughing, a man selling ice cream.
WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I want to know what this guy was thinking. A guy from Illinois facing charges after he stole a backhoe from a construction site. You know how big those are? Drove it 10 miles to the airport to catch a flight. There's security footage of him parking it in the airport parking lot. Now, I assume it's a ground lot because how would you get that into a parking garage? It's a backhoe. What was he thinking when he did something stupid like that? The Bobby Fuller Four. I fought the law, and the law won. 625. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
My great game of rocks and the hot sun. I fought the law.
Forecast calling for sunshine today with a high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 69 right now at Radio Park. We've got plenty of sunshine. It's beautiful. 65 degrees.
There's a light. A certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be lived. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
Na, 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 na.
You
the brothers Gibb to love somebody. It's hard to believe four of his brothers are gone. All that's left is Barry Gibb. Robin and Maurice are gone. Actually, three of his brothers. And Andy Gibb is gone as well. He's the last guy standing. And that's weird to know that three of your brothers are, and at an early age, too. Andy did his drugs, and that did him in. But the other two died of cancer. Maurice and Robin, the twins. Leaves Barry all alone now as the brothers Gibb. He's the last one standing. It's 6:31 at WRJN. Graduation season is here. How much money should you give a new graduate as graduation gift these days? According to this survey, people give an average of $111 for a high school graduation, $243 for a college graduation, $256 for a grad school graduation. Now, I don't want to bring back memories or anything here. When I graduated from high school, my mom and dad took me out to Barnacle Bill's restaurant. It was like a seafood restaurant. I got a hamburger, I remember. I didn't like seafood at the time. But yeah, I graduated. We went out. We said, come on, graduation time. We're going out to Barnacle Bill's. And that's what I got for my graduation. You know what? And I loved it. We all got together as a family, and I didn't need any gift that I would, wreck or lose someday. But that Barnacle Bill's dinner, or lunch as the case may be, I remembered forever. See, that's a good gift. Barnacle Bill's right there off the Great South Bay on Long Island. Wow. 6:32 WRJN News with Stuart coming up right now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The air quality today isn't the greatest. The DNR has issued an ozone-related air quality advisory today for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties. The National Weather Service says weather conditions are favorable for ozone production, leading to an air quality index forecast in the unhealthy for sensitive groups category. People with lung diseases, children, and older adults should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion during this advisory period. The DNR is trying to find out how a Kenosha County mother ended up dying in that ATV crash Saturday night. Sheriff's Department investigators say 36-year-old Samantha Pagao of Salem Lakes was pronounced dead at the scene after her ATV crashed into a ditch on 234th Avenue. Authorities from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and the DNR are investigating the cause of the crash. Tourism means almost $1 billion combined to Racine and Kenosha counties. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism has released its 2023 economic impact data, broken down by county. Tourism in Racine County broke a record, topping $525 million in total economic impact. Kenosha County tourism also generated a record-breaking and historic economic impact of $434 million. Tourism supports one in every 21 jobs in the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
In an effort to protect Wisconsin's dairy industry, the state now implementing new testing requirements for cattle that travel. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Details on what that testing entails next.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
If you exhibit dairy animals at a county fair, pay attention. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced that effective immediately, they are putting in new requirements to test lactating dairy cattle that are moving to fairs or exhibitions within the state. Producers must receive a negative test for influenza A virus from an approved laboratory with samples collected no more than 7 days prior to movement to the fair or exhibition. Obviously, time is one of the critical elements for anybody exhibiting lactating dairy cattle. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian, says they should be able to handle it.
They can only run the test in Madison, and they run that 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays currently. So any sample that gets to the lab by 1 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday gets run the same day, and results are reported out by close of business. If samples arrive on Tuesday or Thursday, they go into the next day's batch. So we're anticipating turnaround time will be reasonable to get this testing done and get results back to folks. We realize that this is a new requirement, and we're certainly willing to work with the early fairs and with WVDL on any questions along the way.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State Veterinarian. Now, producers can also apply for reimbursement of shipping and veterinary fees for collection of these samples. More details up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website as well.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Like I said, more news available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at PaysBig.com.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Good morning, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. We've got the Buckinghams, Kind of a Drag. Local news, timeless hits.
Kind of a drag, when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag, when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you know the words I can say. I know that you've been cheating.
Drag, the Buckinghams, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, pass it on, tell a friend. Planning on going on a diet? I hate to be the bearer of negative news, but the average diet fails within 59 hours. That means if you start your diet with breakfast on a Monday morning, odds are you'll have given up by dinner on Wednesday. 38% of women say they start about 12 diets a year that fail. Guys are less because we don't start our diets. We just... just continue eating. What is time? Is it? The clock is gone. What happened to the clock here? All right, it's gone now anyway. It's like 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock, a little after 7, Mike Pino from Our Wisconsin Magazine is going to be here talking about his latest issue and things to do all around this great state of Wisconsin.
I'm gonna I grow a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest is on at WRGN. Your next keyword coming up right after 7 o'clock. Timeless Hits, local news.
Look at it, you lose.
Graduate, Mrs. Robinson, Simon & Garfunkel. WRJN, You Spoke, We Listen, local news and timeless hits are back. Now, have you noticed people are getting dumber? It's not your imagination. People really are getting dumber. The average IQ in first world countries dropped 14.1 points in the last century. That's about 1.23 points per decade. The researchers say our collective IQ is dropping because smart people are having fewer babies. So people, quote, of lower intelligence are driving population growth. Hence, we're getting stupid people. I had a kid. I don't know. Was I part of the stupid, dumb people? People are getting dumber, though, aren't they? Yeah, pretty sure they are. It's 6:47 at WRJN. Mike Pino from Our Wisconsin Magazine coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll also have the latest keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Sweepstakes. Sunny today. Beautiful day. Highs near 80. I'm glad I mowed the lawn yesterday. I hate mowing it in the heat. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for tonight. Lows 69. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs near 87. Sunny and 66 degrees at Radio Park right now. Hey, the Blue Jays are in town. Toronto at Milwaukee. They'll be playing at AmFam Field today. 12:35 p.m. game time here at WRJN.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., a little after 7 o'clock, everything you want to know about the 4th Fest Parade in Racine. David Mack and Wendy Spencer, board members for 4th Fest, are going to be here in studio tomorrow morning, 7:06.
Only. my friend attached me. Something they didn't understand. I get all the women in the palm of my hand. And I told them, treat her like the lady. Best you can do. I mean, I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't what it do. You ought to treat her like the lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her. Most of all, you got to be the, you got to hold her, and want her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems. It is the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her.
Sunny today, gorgeous. Highs near 80, a hot one. Summer's here, huh? Sunny at 66 degrees right now at Radio Park.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that I let it get away in every day. So in love with me, I played around like I was free. Thought I could have my cake and eat it too, but how I cried over losing you. See me down, but I ain't about to go living my life without you. For every day I made you cry.
I keep working my way back.
So what movie are you thinking about when you hear the opening of this song, huh? Come on, it's got to be Easy Rider from 1969, huh? Here's Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild, 657, local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way. Smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in, exploding to space. Like a true nature's child, we were we